Welcome to Beekeeping Buzz, the fun and informative podcast for beekeepers and bee enthusiasts. Each week, our team of experienced beekeepers share the latest buzz on all things bees. We bring you tips and tricks for managing your hive, updates on the latest bee research, and interviews with expert beekeepers. We'll cover it all. So sit back, relax, and get ready to learn.
Scientists scratch their heads for decades trying to understand how bees fly. With such small wings compared to their body, it was impossible based on physics and the laws of flight. Thanks to advances in high-definition video, researchers captured their flapping action in a new light. All the answers were revealed in slow motion, and that's what this podcast episode is all about. Let's dive in. Bees combine a unique wing system with highly efficient flight muscles to fly. Their flexible wings rotate and twist, allowing rapid front and back sweeping motions. Direct muscles attach to the wings as well as indirect thorax muscles. They work together to create a vortex under the wings that lifts them up as well as assisting with direction and speed. Birds and some insects like mayflies and dragonflies have bigger wings that provide an efficient lift, so bees require more energy output to fly through the air. However, their flight mechanism provides greater flexibility when collecting pollen. So how do bee wings assist with flight? Interestingly, bees have a pair of wings on each side of its body, with the outer one being the largest. Each one has nerves and breathing tubes that are protected by two layers of transparent membrane. Although it was initially thought that bees had rigid wings, they can twist and rotate during flight. Beating their wings at 230 beats per second allows the bee to fly. During the upstroke, a honeybee makes a 90-degree arc, then flips its wings upside down once it completes the downstroke. This fascinating technique allows it to achieve upward thrust on both strokes. Cone-like teeth secure the wings to the thorax. Instead of using two wings separately, they can create one large surface. This anatomical enhancement gives the bee much better lift than using them separately. Wing hairs assist with aerodynamics and vary in density by bee species. Vanes offer mechanical wing support and help the insect deal with the wind. The wings of a honeybee are delicate and won't stand up to strong winds or rain. If conditions are bad, foraging worker bees will remain in the hive until the weather clears. Some breeds of bee, like the buckfast, can fly in the light rain. So how do flight muscles help bees fly? The honeybee also has sets of muscles that allow the thorax to squeeze up and down as well as left and right. It can rhythmically alternate pulsations in its thorax, causing the wings to beat fast. There are two separate flight muscle systems within the bee's anatomy. Direct muscles attach the wings to the bee's thorax, allowing for a wide range of movement. Indirect muscles are located on the inside of the bee's thorax and assist with wing movement. Vertical muscles, or elevator muscles, contract to force the wings up. Depressor muscles contract to force the wings down. Bees create a buzzing sound as they fly. Younger bees beat their wings faster, creating a higher-pitched buzz than older, larger bees. Grounded bees can also buzz by vibrating their wing muscles at high speeds. An average-sized adult can fly unencumbered at around 15 miles per hour. Once loaded up, a worker bee will slow to 12 miles per hour. Although uncommon, bees can fly to heights of above 26,000 feet. Most bees have no reason to fly up high as their food sources are on the ground. They are also susceptible to birds of prey. Exposed with no cover, bees cannot grow their wings back, unlike other species like reptiles or octopuses. Honeybees work in colonies, so evolving regenerative powers haven't been needed. A new bee will simply replace the injured one.